Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to worship with us in song and in prayer and in the Word of God. Let's just celebrate His presence today. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we do greet you in Jesus' name and welcome you to a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Maybe you could call someone and invite them to worship with you. And I'll give you the contact information along with the website information in just a little while, the Lord permitting. And if the radio time is not convenient, they can always go to the website. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Psalms 4:8. David said, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety. Praise the Lord. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Well, let's take the Holiness Hymns hymnal. We love to sing from the hymnal. I guess most of you know that. And we're going to go to page 66. Sing with us. Clap your hands. Let's worship and let's praise the Lord. The old account was settled long ago. There was a time on earth when in the book of heaven an old account was standing for sins yet unforgiven. My name was at the top and many things below. I went unto the keeper and said long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago.
Hallelujah.
And the record's clear today, for He washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago. The old account was large and growing every day, for I was always sinning and never tried to pay. But when I looked ahead and saw such pain and woe, I said that I would settle and settle long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. And the record's clear today, for He washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago. When at the judgment bar I stand before my King, and He the book will open, He cannot find a thing. Then will my heart be glad, while tears of joy will flow, because I had it settled and settled long ago. Hallelujah. Oh, sinners, seek the Lord. Repent of all your sins, for thus He has commanded, if you would enter in, and then if you should live 100 years below. And here you'll not regret it. You settled long ago, long ago. Yes, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. And the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away. When the old account was settled long ago. Well, isn't it great to be able to take the last page out of the payment book and pay the account in full? And that's what Jesus did for us. He took the last page out of the payment book and settled our debt for us. Now we can sing and praise him. The old account was settled long ago. Well, it may have been last week and it may have been last night for you, but thank the Lord the old account was settled. Psalms 115 verse 1 is our precious promise today. He said, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake." Again, some more wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Let's call upon the Lord today. Let's seek him. For some reason, I feel like we need to pray for those of you today that are traveling on the highway, that the Lord will give you safety and protection. And you know, you may not be on the road right at the moment, but you're planning a trip very soon, maybe even today. But we're going to pray for traveling mercies for those that are traveling and those that will soon be traveling. Father, we thank you today for your watchful eye. And we're thankful today, Lord, that your eye is on the sparrow. And I know that you watch us. Lord, you said that your eyes were upon the righteous and your ears are open to our cry. I want to thank you, Lord, today for being so watchful and so mindful of us. I'm glad, Lord, that you've got perfect eyesight. You can even see things like little sparrows. And I thank you today, Lord, for being so kind. Lord, what a wonderful Savior we have. And Lord, we just thank you today that we have learned to know you as our Savior and our Lord. We know you, Lord, in the power of forgiveness, in the fact that we've been blood washed and cleansed from sin and forgiven. We want to thank you today. And Lord, while we're praying and thanking you, we want to pray for those that are traveling on the road today. You'll grant them safety. Lord, we know when we leave home to go to our destination, it may be a short trip or it may be a lengthy trip, Lord, but just anything can happen. We hear of wrecks and catastrophes and tragedies and all sorts of things, Lord, but we're thankful today that you are watching over us and you have us in your care. Protect each one today that's traveling now, that's worshiping with us, and protect, Lord, these that are about to travel. Lord, keep them safe even from others that might be driving recklessly or maliciously or erratically. I pray, Lord, you'll undertake now. We commit it all into your hands, and we thank you, Lord, for being a wonderful Savior, hearing and answering our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. Holy Spirit, won't you tell me more about that lovely name? Oh, let's praise him and sing it again now. Hallelujah. Let's thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. Holy Spirit, I'll try to give you the contact information at the end of the service today. So if you will, be ready to take it down. I love this song, Without a Valley. I've been walking through a valley. It was dark and it was drear, yet in the middle of my sorrow, I heard Jesus say, "Child, I'm still here, but without a valley, how would I ever know that His strong and gentle hands will never let me go? How would I know for sure that I'm secure and safe wherever I go without a valley? How would I know?" Hallelujah. Listen to the message of this song today. So I thank You, Lord, for each trial, how You're teaching me Your perfect love. You have shown that I can still have joy inside, even though the road seems long and rough. But without a valley, how could I ever know that His strong and gentle hands will never let me go? How would I know for sure that I'm secure and safe wherever I go without a valley? How could I know? And you've been worshiping with us on the Power of Pentecost. The mailing address is Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And if you missed the broadcast or would like to hear it again, the website www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online to hear the service, and you contribute with your debit or credit card on the front page. If you just click donate if you'd like to do that. Join us for the next service tomorrow. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, but you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. But without a vow.